Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I remember the challenge from last time, although I don't think I figured it out.
I said, start with a song title, Back in the USSR. Change one letter to a W, and you can spell three words, three letters, four letters, and six letters, respectively, that each name something in a house that uses water. What are the words? Well, if you change the C to a W, you can spell tub, sink, and washer. All right, Ian, it is February 14th, which means it's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a Christian feast day that honors two, possibly three, saints named Valentinus. But its first association with romantic love is in a 14th century poem by Geoffrey Chaucer, who wrote, "For this was on St. Valentine's Day, when every bird cometh there to choose his mate." In honor of Valentine's Day, this week our questions are about hearts.
I'll try to beat my best.
All right. Well, we now have no jokes for the end of the show. Thanks a lot. The 1984 film Places in the Heart tells the story of Edna Spaulding, a widow who struggles to save her family farm. Spaulding was played by what actress, who received her second Academy Award for her portrayal, 5 years after she won Best Actress for the title role in the film Norma Rae?
That isn't Any Questions' favorite, Sally Field.
Yeah, very good. Villains, I shrieked, dissemble no more. I admit the deed. Tear up the planks. Here, here, it is the beating of his hideous heart. Is the final line from what Edgar Allan Poe short story, first published in a literary periodical called The Pioneer in 1843?
Very creepy, The Telltale Heart.
That's right. The Game of Hearts evolved from a group of related trick-taking card games that originated in Spain in the 1750s. It made its way to the United States in the 1880s as a game whose main objective was to avoid taking any of the 13 hearts. What many people refer to as hearts today is actually a variant called Black Lady, which introduces what additional card as one to avoid?
Queen of Spades?
Very good. The Queen of Spades is right. And there is a British variation on that variation that's called Black Maria, which has the Ace, the King, and the Queen of Spades as so-called penalty cards.
That sounds hard.
What song, released in December of 1997, won, among many other awards, the 1998 Academy Award for Best Original Song, the 1999 Grammy Award for Best Song Written Specifically for a Motion Picture or Television, Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, and Record of the Year, the latter of which was won for the first time by a Canadian artist?
She was in Albany not long ago. My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion.
That's right. She may be still singing it, perhaps. And finally, what organization, whose mission statement is, quote, to be a relentless force for a world of longer, healthier lives, publishes journals titled Circulation, Hypertension, and Stroke?
I'll say the American Heart Association.
That is correct. And if you've already subscribed to all of those and you need to add to your reading material, might I suggest another one of their journals called Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology.
Wow, how do they even get that on the cover?
Well, how well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you could transplant yourself to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase broken heart. Add a letter, and you can spell two six-letter words that each mean to annoy. What are the words? So again, start with the phrase broken heart. Add a letter, and you can spell two six-letter words that each mean to annoy. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.